Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning, it's Double T. It's time for Random Stuff with Steph. Steph, what random thought do you have today?
Little free library.
Okay, all right.
I know books are usually a popular Christmas gift. People get them. I know a lot of avid readers, not just in my house. We all know how I feel about the library.
Right.
But you have all these books, and instead of maybe donating them to like Goodwill or Salvation Army, there's these little free libraries that are at random homes throughout the state line, and you can donate your books there. And then people just come. And it's kind of like take a book, leave a book.
Oh, yeah, because I know they have one at the Y.
Yeah. I was like, there's one up at the Harlem High School I've seen. There's a couple in this neighborhood where the station is. There's a couple in my neighborhood. But I like to spread the love with the books and drop them off like little book fairies at different random free libraries.
Right, because you think about it.
We even found one on vacation out in California.
Oh, nice.
And found a really cool book.
You know, it's funny, though, you say that because you get a book, and unless it's a book that you just really love a lot.
Yeah.
You're going to read it once. Yeah. And then what?
And then it just sits around the house and you have clutter.
Right. Yeah. So that's a good way to spread it around. And, you know, and some people can't get to the library. So yeah. That's a good way for them.
And it's a nice way. Sometimes you just see it when you're driving and it's like, ooh, what book do you have in here?
Right. And they have everything from kids' books to adults.
Yep. I like to drop off a little bit of both. Like if I see like one library doesn't have a lot of kids' books, if I've got a lot of kids' books, I'm trying to get rid of that purge. Mm-hmm. Then I'll put them in that one and vice versa. It's a nice way to kind of just spread the book love.
I love it. And it gets people to read and gives people, because a lot of times like people, I think people think that way too. It's like, well, I want to read that book, but I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
And then it gives them
an
option.
And some people don't have a library card or maybe they're worried about not getting enough time from the library to read it and they want to read it at their leisure. It's a nice way to do it.
And then they take it back, too.
Yeah, and then some of them have cool benches, too.
Oh, yeah.
Where I've seen, like, parents reading, like, a quick little kid's book and then put it back in there for somebody else to read. So, yeah.
The one on Chelsea right here.
They've got a really cool
nice little bench.
And
a little box for it and everything. Yeah.
I love to see people get creative with it. I think it's awesome.
Well, I like it. That's awesome. Maybe one of these days I'll start reading again. Probably not.
It's all right. Comic books count.
It's random stuff with Steph on Rockford's Home for Classic Rock 96.7 The Eagle.